free from the law of sin and death. For the Spirit's law of life in Christ Jesus frees you from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. In his book, Notes from Norman, Norman P. Grubb wrote, "We humans are never created with a nature of our own. We are vessels, temples, slaves, body members, for him who eternally manifests himself in his nature by and as us. But because persons are only persons by consciousness of opposites, light versus dark, soft versus hard, etc., we had to go through the experience of the two trees in the garden, and thus started off occupied by the spirit of the false deity, Satan, the god of self-centeredness, instead of by the god of self-giving love. Therefore, the last Adam had to come to replace the first Adam, and he did it by going through a death on the cross in which we participated, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. Thus he arose, and we also, partakers of his divine nature." See 2 Peter 1, verse 4. Our reckoning of ourselves dead to sin, Romans 6:11, becomes our realizing of Romans 8:2. Now we begin this liberated walk, "For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus set me free from the law of sin and death." We learn to utilize our temptations as assets in giving us many chances of experiencing swallowing up grace.